Emotional Freedom Techniques, EFT, is an experimental technique and is not meant to replace appropriate medical treatment or psychological and mental health counseling. The opinions expressed here are those of the host, Carol Look, and her guests.
Welcome to Attracting Abundance, the energy of success with your host, Carol Look. Now, showing you how you can use your energy and vibrations to change your life for the better, here's your host, Carol Look.
Thank you and welcome. This is Carol Look, host of Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success, and I am delighted to have as our first guest Gary Craig, the founder of Emotional Freedom Techniques. Welcome, Gary.
Hi, Carol.
I'm glad to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, Gary, most of our listeners I know already are familiar with EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, but why don't you tell us just a little bit about the basics for anyone listening in who isn't familiar, and then we'll go on from there.
Okay. Well, there's almost always somebody who's not familiar, so hold on a second. I've got something going on here in the background. Okay. The EFT is basically an emotional version of acupuncture, except we don't use needles. And what we have found, it's a recent discovery, and we find that when people tune into emotional issues, if they will simply stimulate their meridians by tapping with their fingertips instead of needles, then oftentimes that emotional issue and, as a result, physical issues will subside, and sometimes jaw-droppingly so. I mean, things happen as you've experienced that go well beyond what you could normally expect.
Yes. But emotional acupuncture is a good way to put it.
Yes.
Right, and we've certainly had successes with pain control and as well as all the anxiety issues and emotional conflicts.
And you've capitalized on it yourself, doing a superb job with weight loss and addictions and things that are they're even challenging for us to handle, but they're next to impossible for other techniques.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I wanted to interview you about the Palace of Possibilities, your theory and your world of the Palace of Possibilities, and how EFT works with that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Palace.
Okay, sure. Before I do that, let me just mention, I think there's a call-in number that people are looking at if they're looking at their website. Mm-hmm. So we really do invite callers, and I would love to have people call in and ask whatever questions they have and so on. But anyway, the Palace of Possibilities, just to give kind of an intro to that, is the realization that we all live in this Palace of Possibilities. I mean, I didn't tell you or anyone listening something you don't already know, at least intuitively. What we tend to do is we live in our own room in that palace of possibilities. Sure, we could be in the other rooms and all those other possibilities, but we tend to say subconsciously, well, those are for other people. They're for richer people or smarter people or better-looking people or better-connected people or younger people or older people or whatever. And I could be there, but I'll stay in my room here because I'm comfortable.
It's very safe.
Very safe here. And the interesting thing is, in this room, in this palace of possibilities that we tend to occupy, there is writing on our wall. This is all a metaphor, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But that writing represents all the beliefs we have. It is the truth as we know it. So you have different writing on your walls, Carol, than I do, just because we've been through different experiences. So every experience we have there, every belief we have that's there, everything our mother, father, priest, television set, books, etc. have told us are all there, and we are constantly consulting them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you and all the listeners right now are consulting the writing on their walls just to make sense of what I'm saying. Every word that's coming out of here, you're comparing it to your knowledge base, the writing on your walls, as to what this means.
Right.
And I could say the word dog, for example, and different people will have a different idea of what that word means.
Mm-hmm.
Some will consider that a cute little house pet, or somebody else considers it to be a vicious animal that bites. It depends on what's written on your walls about dogs,
right? Danger. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, that's the idea of the Palace of Possibilities.
And I certainly think the belief, that's where EFT has been so valuable for me with clients, is using it on these beliefs, using it on the writing. Because they approach the world in a very limited way, and any conflict usually is coming from a limiting belief.
Indeed, yes.
So, Well, tell me a little bit about the affirmations you use and how you use EFT, this emotional acupuncture, to help people, as you say, erase and replace. I like that phrasing.
Well, with the erasing and the replacing, of course, refers to the writing on our walls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me say, before I ever came into the idea of EFT, I was a great believer in affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in fact, at one point I weighed like 195 pounds or so, and my normal weight should have been like 160 pounds. And so I kept using this affirmation, my normal weight is 160 pounds, and that's what I weigh.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, that appears not to work. But for me, I just did it and did it and did it and did it, and indeed, the pounds came off. So to me, quote, it worked. For somebody else, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the question we have to ask is, well, why did it work for me, and it didn't work for so many other people?
Right.
And that has to do with what I call tail enders, which is a new concept within the idea of affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I say the words, my normal weight's 160 pounds, and that's what I weigh, I don't have much in the way of tail enders that come. I don't have tail enders that say, oh, who do you think you're kidding, Tubby?
Right.
Or if you did lose all that weight, it wouldn't last very long. You just have to go buy your new, you know, get a new wardrobe and then, you know, get a new one again. Or if you did lose all that weight, maybe you wouldn't be attractive to the ladies, and then you understand you really weren't loved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm a lady, maybe I'd say, well, if I lost that weight, men would hit on me. See, these are all tail enders.
Sure.
And these, as it turns out, are the real affirmations.
That's what actually comes up, that the person is confirming and affirming over and over again.
Yes, that's why they work so well. But they're not working according to what your stated affirmation is.
Right.
They're working according to the tail enders. Now, I didn't have much in the way of tail enders, fortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's why I could just overwhelm what little was there was by saying affirmations all the time. But when you have tail enders, those are the real affirmations, and now you have found a particular issue you can now tap away or use EFT on to collapse. And once you have the competition, if you will, the tail enders out of the way, now when you start using affirmations, they don't have any competition. You can lay them down quite nicely and start having them take you in the directions you want them to take, whether it be weight, abundance, money, or whatever your particular goal may be.
Yes, I call them the yes buts, and I love to ask people, what are your yes buts about abundance? And they have plenty of them.
Well, give me some examples.
Well, they'll say, yes, but my family isn't supposed to be wealthy. We weren't wealthy as a child, or they didn't have any money, or sometimes they'll say their parents had contempt for people who were rich.
Yeah, and I would say, well, okay, give me an example in the past sometime where what did your parents say about contempt for people? I remember my father sitting at the dinner table one time saying, rich people are greedy and step on the poor people to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, if that was you as a child, you know, listening there, well, that is one specific event that we could probably handle with EFT.
Right.
Typically in minutes.
Right.
Now, that doesn't necessarily take care of the whole issue, the whole thing, because there's more experience you've had along the lines that said, you know, you shouldn't be wealthy because it's evil or whatever that case may be. I mean, these things come from your church, they come from your friends, they come from books, they come from television sets and so on. But if you collapse enough of those, then they start generalizing, and pretty soon these other barriers to wealth tend to fade.
Right. What I find so beautiful about the EFT process is, even if you don't get the biggest tail ender, if you just start with a strong one that they're suffering from, once that's collapsed, the next obvious one comes up. And I'll have clients say, this is so surprising. I didn't know I was struggling with this. They knew that the evidence in their life was that they couldn't make more money. They kept sabotaging themselves just as they came close to success. But then these phrases, these memories, these thoughts come up, and they say, oh, that's pretty obvious that that's been in my way.
Yeah, and to me, those are actually bigger barriers than the whole idea of the how do you get rich or how do you make money, all the tools one can use. Because as long as you can have all the best tools in the world, but if at some level your system is saying, but to make all that money you're going to have all this guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to work too hard.
That's right. That's
or all this other stuff. As long as that's there, all the tools in the world are just going to sit in the tool chest.
Yes. It has to be a struggle. When I do classes with people, so many people will say, but Carol, doesn't it have to be a struggle? Isn't it supposed to be difficult? And they feel guilty if money's coming to them or they're doing what they love and it seems easy to make a decent salary, and they don't understand that it doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be impossible.
No, as a matter of fact, that impossible thing, that impossible view, if you will, comes from conditioning.
Yes.
You got to work hard for your money. I'm trying to think of that phrase. You know, a dollar earned an hour. What is it? Forgotten it. But anyway, there's all kinds of phrases, et cetera, that say, you got to work hard for your money like your father did, and that kind of thing, you know.
Yes, I had a number of people say to me, well, Carol, it's not spiritual to be rich. And they were doing affirmations, they were doing all these, they had been to workshops over weekends, they had been reading all the self-help books about how to attract abundance, but they had this huge block that said, I can't both be wealthy and spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So once we collapsed that with EFT, there was complete congruence, and they were able to change and move forward.
Sure.
Well, we're going to take a break here for just a couple of minutes and then come back and keep talking about the tail enders and erasing and replacing and any other information about affirmations and EFT. Thank you, Gary.
Mm-hmm. Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of sitting around while life passes you by? Do you only dream of your success? You can get back on track by tuning in to Voice America Health and Wellness every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time for Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Attracting Abundance is a program that empowers you to finally break through your limiting beliefs and shows you how to succeed in all areas of your life, from improved financial abundance, health and weight problems, as well as help your relationships. Don't wait another week to be joyful. Listen to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look, this Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness. When you combine energy secrets from ancient China and the latest breakthroughs in medicinal science, you get power healing with Dr. Shah. Heard every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Each week, Dr. Shah will bring you another step closer to the expanding world of body space medicine. You will quickly learn and appreciate how power healing is a perfect alternative to hospitals and expensive drugs. Take a step beyond modern medicine every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time with Dr. Shah on Power Healing, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
All rise, this honorable court is now in session.
Be seated. The defendant shall remain standing. The defendant is before this court today for sentencing, having been previously found guilty of a gun crime by a jury of his peers. Given the severity of this crime, it is the order of this court that the defendant be sentenced to a term of 5 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Millions of people suffer from chronic pain every year, If you or someone you know are one of the millions that suffer from ongoing pain, then you need to tune into the Pain Management Strategy Hour with Dr. Peter Reiflig and Dr. Paul Leo. The doctors will discuss the problem of chronic pain in the United States and the challenges that patients and physicians face in treating pain. This interactive talk show will focus on the modern interventional techniques that are available to people who suffer from a wide variety of pain conditions. Get the direct answers to your questions from the experts. That's Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. We want you to be a part of the program, so call in now at 1-866-369-3742. Now back to another segment of Attracting Abundance. Here's Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome back Gary Craig, the founder of Emotional Freedom Techniques. And Gary's website can be accessed through www.emofree.com. And I understand we have a caller, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you doing, Dr. Luck?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
What's your question?
Well, I understand you can use, you know, techniques to lose the extra pounds that you've put on over the years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm just having trouble. I've tried everything.
Okay. Well, why don't I just say a couple things about that.
Okay.
With the emotional freedom techniques, and I recommend you download Gary's free manual. It's a fabulous manual. What you can do is address the cravings, address the limiting beliefs, address the tail enders that Gary and I have been talking about. Because in the same way we are talking about money, if someone doesn't believe they should be rich for whatever reason, the same thing happens with people with weight loss and quit smoking. They don't think they should, or they're afraid of the success. And that's, then you can apply the EFT to any angle. That's why it works so beautifully. There's any angle of your weight loss issues can be addressed with this emotional acupuncture. So
okay.
I highly recommend it. Gary, did you want to say something?
Well, I was going to ask Nicole.
Yeah.
You say you tried everything.
Yeah.
Has anything worked at all?
Well, not really. I mean, this exercising helps me tone up. But, you know, nothing as far as losing the results that, you know, I've been striving for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, just tried eating different, exercising, you know, tried eating for my blood type. You know, doing all the books that are out there, but I haven't tried this yet. So.
Well, what's interesting is, at least in my experience with most of the common sense weight loss programs out there, is that they require one thing of us that most of us don't have at least consistently, and that's first class super willpower.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do things. You know, you have to exercise so many hours a day or so many minutes a day and so on. You have to eat a certain amount and no more than so-and-so and this kind of thing. And so there's always a fight between what you would like to do and what you, quote, have to do. And that sets up a conflict. Do you recognize that in your own pursuits?
Yeah. It's like I have to do this, but it's like, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Well, it's a lot different, I find, if you are doing things in the manner that you want to do them. Now, let me give you an example. I mean, I don't know your history,
mm-hmm.
but in my experience, and I think Carol can probably give a lot of experiences too, we tend to eat food and use it as a, I'm going to call it a tranquilizer, a feel-good thing. We tend to raid the refrigerator when we're not really even hungry. Have you ever had that experience?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason is, why do we do that? And oftentimes it's because we have all these emotional issues that we have collected over time, rejections we've had, fears we've had, traumas we've had, insecurities we've had, and so on. And all those give us a sort of a level of, let me just generally call it anxiety,
mm-hmm.
which you find once you've eaten something that anxiety tends to, at least in the short run, go away. And it's a trade. We will go ahead and raid the refrigerator when we shouldn't for it to trade the tranquilization of that anxiety. Does that ring a bell with you?
Yeah, it's kind of like a stress reliever,
mm-hmm. yeah.
like going to the refrigerator.
But notice something. You don't get much of that stress reliever if you eat lettuce.
Yeah.
Okay? You'll get it if you eat something that might be fattening.
Pizza.
Okay? That's an interesting point, isn't it? And so the thing that EFT and Carol does so extraordinarily well here is we start aiming at, for many people, is the cause of their overweight. That's these unresolved emotional issues that causes this anxiety, that causes us to want to raid the refrigerator and eat the wrong things in it, you know, when we're not even really hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can get those drivers out of the way or reduce them, et cetera, then when we start talking about exercising more and, you know, eating different things and the diet and so on, that falls into place a whole lot easier because there's a lot less mm-hmm. willpower going on. I hope that's clear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a mind over matter thing where you think you can do it and then you do it.
Well, yeah, except the difference is if you have indeed collapsed all these emotional issues that we all collect,
mm-hmm.
and we have peace instead of that, then we're just not prone to go raid that refrigerator. We're not prone to go have that extra third helping at dinner time. You know, we're just not prone to do these things. They just don't fit.
That's right. You don't have the anxiety underneath that you're trying to quiet.
Okay, so then you don't crave to go to the refrigerator if
mm-hmm.
all your other mm-hmm. problems are solved.
Yeah, that's why, in my opinion, so many weight loss regimes give only temporary results because
mm-hmm.
they don't really, for most people, take care of the cause,
mm-hmm.
you know, that unresolved emotional stuff that causes us, drives us to not only eat food, but some people
mm-hmm.
tranquilize their anxiety differently. They'll smoke
mm-hmm.
cigarettes. They'll drink alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll bite their fingernails. They'll go shopping. You're
a workaholic.
Yeah, and
yeah.
so on. You know, there's lots of ways to do that. But food seems to be very common.
And, Nicole, let me just add something to that. When I do the classes for attracting abundance, people come for money. They come for health issues. They come for relationship issues. And I always say to them, what's the downside of success? And that's a really important question to ask yourself. That's how you will find out what some of the blocks are, what the yes but, what Gary's been talking about, the tail enders. What's the yes but? Why would you not want to reach your goal? So after the call, you could just ask yourself that, jot down some notes, and find out what's going on that would seem to make this so difficult when obviously your intention, you know, you really want to, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
And download the free manual. I highly recommend it from emofree.com.
Emofree.com.
Yes.
Great.
Okay, Nicole. Thanks for calling
in.
Okay. That was a good example, Gary, of how sometimes the weight loss issues and the money issues and the health issues, it's all the same thing. I remember when you introduced me at the abundance class and you said, Carol, there are similar blocks no matter what the goal is that someone's trying to reach. And this was a primarily money class. But there were plenty of people who got to insights about themselves on the health issues, their pain control issues, weight loss issues, smoking. There were a couple of smokers there. So I love how EFT can address what I call the bottom line conflict.
Yes, we might get that phone number again for those who might want to call in.
Anyone else calling in? 866-369-3745.
I have 3742.
I have 3745.
Well, I'm looking at the...
Okay, if you have 4-2.
I'm looking at the website now, and it's 3742.
Let's talk a little bit more about reengineering our system, and again, with EFT, just sort of examples of what you found or how you would describe that, to reengineer our electrical system inside.
Reengineer...
For those of you who don't know, Gary is an engineer originally. by training.
Well, I've used that phrase in a number of different contexts,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure in which context you're asking that. But try it again, would you please?
Well, with the EFT, it seems that we can re-engineer the habits that we go through, the ongoing patterns that we get stuck in. What I have found is that the electricity in our body that, you know, we're working with, supposedly with this acupuncture system, we can change it with the tapping. We can change it with effective EFT and re-engineer our bodies and our minds, really.
Well, yeah. Just imagine, if you will, sitting in this room in the Palace of Possibilities that we tend to want to occupy, our comfort zone room, and looking at all the writings on these walls.
Mm-hmm.
that are influencing everything that we do. I mean, the reengineering is sort of like the erasing and replacing kind
mm-hmm.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we had writing on our walls that said, you have to be greedy and step on people in order to become wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's written on your walls,
mm-hmm.
imagine how your life would be, how it would be re-engineered, if you will, if that writing instead said something like, money is nothing more than energy, and you can do so much good with it. The more you have, the more good you can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's a totally different writing on your walls. Now,
right.
Chances are people have both sets of writings. They
mm-hmm.
have something like the first one and something like the second one.
Yes.
But the first one tends to be a little larger print.
Yes. Okay. We'll go to another break and come back and talk more about beliefs and EFT. Thank you.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of sitting around while life passes you by? Do you only dream of your success? You can get back on track by tuning in to Voice America Health and Wellness every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time for Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Attracting Abundance is a program that empowers you to finally break through your limiting beliefs and shows you how to succeed in all areas of your life, from improved financial abundance, health and weight problems, as well as help your relationships. Don't wait another week to be joyful. Listen to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look, this Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune in on Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Pacific Time for Natural Health Made Simple, the program that improves the health of America one person at a time. Guest experts will sift through the latest and greatest information on natural health, teach you how to apply it, and offer you solutions that are proven to work. Each week, we will provide you with information on alternative health that is easy and simple to use. So tune in and call in to Natural Health Made Simple, Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Pacific Time with host Patricia Raskin.
Outside.
Then take him, son. Sure, he's a Great Dane, meaner and 100 pounds heavier than you. Sure, he's strong enough to tow an SUV, but you're a Peterson, and at 4, you're a man. So take Bullet's chain and wrap it around your wrist twice.
Like this?
I use both hands, but hey. Now show him who's boss. Let him know who's top of the food chain.
But I'm afraid I could get hurt.
I'm afraid I don't understand. Just keep him away from that cat.
Come on, buddy.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Make him spit that cat out this instant.
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
How does the idea of adding 20 years to your life appeal to you? Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time for The Liquid Love Show with Louis Moss to find out. The Liquid Love Show is about micromanaging your physical body so that you can activate all of your 68 trillion cells. On the show, you will discover the secrets of cellular renewal that bring about fully satisfying physical, mental, emotional, and sexual life, as well as teach you why people in China are living to be 100 plus years without any degenerate diseases. Once again, that's The Liquid Love Show with Louis Moss, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Have a question or comment? Call the show right now at 1-866-369-3742. Now back to Attracting Abundance. Here's Carol Look.
All right, welcome back. My guest is Gary Craig, the founder of Emotional Freedom Techniques, www.emofree.com. We have a few more callers, Gary.
Okay.
Janet, welcome.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm calling from Germany.
I'm so pleased. You have a question?
Can you hear me all right?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay, great. I just am so pleased that you were able to take my call, and I've seen the DVDs. That's where I know you from, Carol, Dr. Look, and I'm just so pleased with the results that I have had using EFT in many different areas of my life over the last about 3.5 months.
Oh, wonderful.
I found out about it and started using it on something other than eating, and when I watched your DVD, I began just, sort of going along, and some of my cravings just suddenly disappeared too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really an interesting byproduct. I guess it's called borrowing benefits, and I'm learning about that too.
Mm.
And through the use of EFT, I've had some wonderful breakthroughs, emotional memories coming up and release, which has released my lower belly. I'm a singer. So it's released my breathing, and I've had what I would consider really wonderful breakthroughs and everything. But I still find that after I have a breakthrough that I sort of have sabotaging behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll immediately get sick for 3 weeks and a silly cold, or, I'll just start breaking glass or cutting my finger and just stupid little things. And I just see a pattern, and I'm not quite sure how to get at those sabotaging. I'm not sure what they are. I don't know how to quite get at them.
Okay.
I thought you might have some ideas or exercises.
Well, thank you for sharing all of that. I'm glad you've had such success. What I would say is that the evidence, if you are sabotaging, that's the evidence that you have fears of success. I love that you're a singer, because I've worked with Gary and I have both worked with musicians before where they break through some of these conflicts. And what it's telling you, if you keep sabotaging, it's telling you you have another yes but that you haven't addressed. There's something else that's blocking you, some other conflict where you're saying, I'd like to be successful, but not this successful.
But
as you say, you break through, and then you suddenly get sick for 3 weeks and can't sing. So there's something else. If you ask yourself that question, what's the downside of being completely successful in this career?
Yeah, I've written that down. I said to your previous caller, and I'm going to be thinking about that later.
Well, what's your answer to that right now?
Sorry?
What's your answer to that right now? What is the downside for being completely successful?
I would say the first thing that comes to my mind is the responsibility. I would have to know what I'm doing. I would have to produce, top quality all the time, and I might fail. I might be able to do it sometimes, but...
what you just did, Janet, if you'll think about it, is you just read to me some of the writing on your walls.
Right.
Having to do with, I've got to be responsible. I've got to do it just right, and so on. And so,
it seems like a burden that a huge burden.
Yeah, and it's not something to criticize. It's something just to observe, because we have all this stuff written on our walls, and we didn't even put it there,
Mm-hmm.
But chances are that comes from conditioning. This is how you're supposed to be, quote unquote. That's not written on my walls, by the way. So I will respond differently than you will, because I have different writing on my walls. And so what you can do is you can take those various writings on your walls, and you're already familiar with EFT, and you can start reducing them down to specific events in your life, that gave rise to those things, and you can typically collapse each of those specific events in minutes.
Yeah.
And just do a number of those, and after a while, you'll find yourself sabotaging yourself less and less, because there's less reason.
Yeah. Right. I think I just need to continue. I just need to continue and, trust that it's working. And because every time something comes up, whether it has to do with my singing or the sabotaging or eating, I always have been having wonderful success, and I'm just very pleased with it. And I just need to do more and be really disciplined about it. I mean, not the heavy willpower thing, but just keep on trusting the process,
Sure.
When you think of how far you've gotten and all the changes you have made, that's pretty exciting. And another level, another layer.
A German girlfriend of mine are attending a seminar in Canada in a couple of weeks where Steve Wells is going to be teaching EFT and the use of EFT with self-image and peak performance. So I'll be doing some of this preparatory work in preparation for that. And I thank you so very much for your time. It's a privilege to talk to you.
And thank you for
you.
The question about sabotaging. That was an excellent question.
It's everything, Janet. So everyone who's listening in will be able to appreciate that and learn from it. So thank you so much.
All right. Thanks
thank
so much.
You.
God bless you.
Okay. How about Tricia? I hear we have Tricia calling in.
much for taking my call. I'm calling from Canada, and I'm a certified vegetarian nutritionist, and I've been using EFT with great results for about 4 years. I've run into a bit of a glitch. I have a tooth that is going bad on me, and I'm going to have it extracted in a couple of weeks. But about the same time the tooth became very sensitive, my digestive system pretty much shut down, and I gained about 8 pounds almost overnight. Now, I've been tapping, and turns out the tooth is lying on the digestive meridian, so it makes perfect sense. But I've been tapping for that, that even though, you know, this tooth is interfering with the energy flow through my digestive system and so on, but I haven't had much good results. Do you have any recommendations?
Gary, you want to take that? Or?
Sure. Let me ask you a question or two. How long ago did this tooth problem begin?
It started out about, end of February.
End of February.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know what caused it?
Oh, yes. I'm insulin-dependent diabetic, and I have a lot of nighttime reactions. Uh-huh. And so I get up in the middle of the night, semi-conscious, run and grab a mouthful of sugar cubes, crawl back to bed, and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So there's very much a physical thing, and so it's just...
Around the end of February, mm-hmm. or sometime before that, were there any particular emotional issues you were going through?
No, not to my knowledge. I was on a wonderful cruise to the Panama Canal with my dear husband and a whole bunch of friends, so it was a very wonderful time.
Pretty good. All right. The reason I ask that is because often I find that when we start addressing a physical thing, you know, like a tooth, for example, that isn't working well, we don't get immediate relief, typically it's because there's some unresolved emotional issue that's causing that. Now we can point to the fact, yes, there's diabetes, and yes, there's this, mm-hmm. and yes, there's that, and all of that is quite logical, and so on. Nonetheless, I have found repeatedly, if you dig and dig, you will usually find an emotional issue that hasn't been resolved yet. Now, it may have occurred just prior to, you know, to the onset of the problem.
Right.
Maybe not. It may be much farther back.
Mm-hmm.
Often it's right there up front. But let me ask you this question, and it's a strange question, and if you don't have an answer, fine, but at least try. Could you?
Okay.
Stay with me? If there was an emotional reason why you had that tooth, let me say it differently. If there is an emotional reason as to why that tooth doesn't heal, what could it be? And if it's too private, you know, you don't have to mention it.
Oh, no, that's fine. Well, I mean, I think it's got a huge, huge cavity in it.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, that, to me, right away, it means something's eating away at something.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the, you know, so something is eating away at me. Now, prior to that, my dad passed away, but I had, you know, I didn't have a problem with that. I'm very spiritual, and I know that, you know, he's just moved to a different dimension. So I tapped for that. I had very, very good results. Thank goodness for EFT.
Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm.
I didn't feel that there was anything emotional going on at the time. Like, to me, there's definite a physical relationship. If you eat sugar and then fall asleep with it in your mouth, you pay for it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I must have some underlying thing that...
Well, it may be as simple as you say, the sugar cubes, and that just simply did it. I mean, that certainly could do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's not always this emotional thing, but I always look for it. I'm always looking for it. There's also the reason, you know, why would you, you know, have the need to get up in the first place and eat the sugar?
Right. Yeah, that's one thing. Now, according to my medical specialist, diabetic specialist, he said, because I am 50, he said sometimes as we age we get these hormonal shifts that take place during the night, and that causes a blood sugar drop in type 1
mm-hmm.
diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Well, Tricia, thanks so much for all that you've said. What I like that you're adding that EFT works so beautifully on grief, because people with grief issues also don't move forward in any kind of abundance in their lives.
Right.
But
yes.
I would look for, as Gary's saying, root problems. You know, teeth
mm-hmm.
are connected to roots, right?
That's right. That makes
so
sense.
Look for root problems, and even if you are, as you say, very spiritual and didn't have a problem, quote unquote, with your father dying, I would keep working on the grief issues.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep working on the loss, what it means to you that he did die,
and just see if you can get any relief. It's, you know that Gary and I are not medical doctors, so we can't give advice about that, but EFT has helped so many people with physical issues that doctors say couldn't possibly be helped except with surgery or some other some other medical intervention. So you've had success with EFT. You already are, you know, like it very much. So keep using it for any emotional root problems you think could be connected.
There's one more thing I'd interject, Tricia. If you go on our website and use our search engine and look for the name Russo, R-U-S-S-O. John Russo is the fellow's name. He has had excellent success using EFT with diabetics.
Oh, great.
And he's written an article or two on there. And you might want to read that because he's had, you know, he's had some really remarkable successes. Now, diabetes and the serious diseases and so on are things that we certainly have had good results with. They are much more complicated than some other kinds of things, and we don't necessarily, quote, cure them, unquote, in a session or two. But what we can do quite often is really remarkable. So I would read that material by John Russo, and that might give you some clues about the diabetes. Go from there.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Tricia.
I have a question about a shortcut for tapping. I was in.
Tricia, we're going right into a break right now.
All right. Okay.
So you could you could email me, and I'll give you some answers. Thank you.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com.
Tune in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. to Voice America Health and Wellness for Mind Matters with your host, Dr. Kevin McCreadie. Dr. McCreadie is the founder of San Joaquin Psychotherapy Center, which pioneered intensive drug-free treatment for psychological problems. On the show, Dr. McCreadie will discuss a variety of topics, from exploring the myths about mental illness to the misuse of psychiatric drugs, as well as bring you informative guests and allow you to call in and have your questions answered. Remember, your mind matters every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Dr. Kevin McCreadie, exclusively on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you looking for the latest updates on everything from genetically altered foods to reverse aging? Then tune into Energy Medicine Today, hosted by Master Health Intuitive Carol Kepler. Energy Medicine Today is the place where water technology, energy medicine, and intuitive research meet to become a wave of the future. Your host, Carol Kepler, will discuss many fascinating topics with authors, scientists, researchers, doctors, and educators in the health field. This is 60 minutes that may change your life forever. So tune into Energy Medicine Today with Carol Kepler every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Voice America Health and Wellness, the network dedicated to your health.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. We want you to be a part of the program. So call in now at 1-866-369-3742. Now back to another segment of Attracting Abundance. Here's Carol Look.
Yes, and I'm delighted to have Gary Craig as our guest for the Energy of Success. And Gary, this is, I love using EFT and all the clinicians that I'm training in it for getting to the blocks that are in the way of anybody's success. So while attracting abundance sounds like it's all about wealth and money, any area of someone's life can be blocked by what you've been talking about, the tail enders and the yes buts. So I'm just thrilled to be talking about this subject and about EFT for as many people as can listen in. We have another caller. We have Karen joining us.
Yes.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you? Carol, this
great.
Is Karen from New York. I just contacted you today.
Oh, hi. Hi. And Gary, I have just recently gotten into the EFT business, and I find it really fascinating.
I do, too, and I've been at it since 1991.
That's really great. I'm glad you believe in this. I think it's fascinating. At first I thought, oh, my God, what are these people doing? And now I'm just really, I'm using it every day.
Great.
My question to you is I have written a book about intentions,
mm-hmm.
and I come from the space of intention versus affirmations, because affirmations for me never work. And you're absolutely right about the tailenders for that reason. So in coming from the space of intention, which means that I must be extremely clear about what I want to do. I do workshops and things. And I'm really good at telling people you need to be clear, blah, 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 blah. But I am still at that block of being totally successful.
Mm.
And that's why I'm calling you.
Mm-hmm.
Totally successful, Karen. I'm sorry. Totally successful at what?
Oh, at my business, which is what I love. What I absolutely love to do are workshops.
Oh, okay.
And, you know,
you have walked to being totally successful at your workshops.
My workshops are good. It is just being able to do them, and I have moved from Texas up here, and it's like a whole new world for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not afraid of that, but for some reason, I have not been able to, I don't know what it is.
What do you think, the way Gary was asking our other caller, what do you think is the downside, what's the yes but, about you being completely successful
in running
your workshops?
The answer that girl from Germany, by the way, I too am from Germany, was talking about that she would have to be responsible, but I'm not sure that that's right for me, because I'm at my point in my life when that type of responsibility, because I love what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
is not that big of an issue.
Right. So what would yours be? Yes, everyone has more than one.
I do have the fear of success, and I am trying to work
mm-hmm.
on that.
And the fear of success, why? What would be scary about you being completely successful in New York running your workshops that you love so much?
I think because I have had something in the past that should have been successful, and I fell flat on my face.
Let me stop you for a second if I can. If I may, Karen, I'm sorry
mm-hmm.
to interrupt here, but something comes up for me.
Yeah.
When you fell flat on your face,
uh-huh.
I'm going to speculate for the moment that you did not like that feeling of falling flat on your face.
Right.
And you will do whatever you can to avoid that feeling again. How did I do?
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That to me would be, the area to start on. You know, because you can use EFT to collapse the feelings you had about that previous fall flat on your face thing.
Uh-huh.
And you probably know logically.
Right.
But for that to carry over now is senseless. You probably know that logically. Am I correct?
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. But you respond differently from an emotional point of view.
Right.
Okay. And so it's the emotional thing now you want to get to, your emotional response about that last issue, because to the extent that is still controlling you, and you'll do anything, you know, to avoid that feeling again, and anything can include not going for the big one, you know, in New York.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm sure Carol has lots to say about that.
Well, I would just say that you've been spooked. And so even
right.
though you believe in intention and know that if you set your intention, you can get where you want, you must be setting your intention with a little bit of wincing, a little bit of yes, but, because
yes.
you've been
mm-hmm.
spooked by what happened before.
Uh-huh.
And these are wonderful blocks to work with EFT. In my abundance classes, people are always talking about, well, I want it, but last time I was all gung-ho and something happened.
Right.
It's very, very common that people are afraid to fail or afraid to succeed or, you know, because of something that happened. It doesn't have to be. These are not just childhood issues. This could have happened a year ago.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you.
So you're saying something's up. The evidence is that you're not going forward with the workshops or they're not happening the way you want yet, and that's really, it's
mm-hmm.
information, it's feedback telling you there's something there.
I would even,
right.
I'm sorry.
Ben?
I agree.
Yeah, I would even interject the possibility. Well, let me ask you, Karen. This feeling you had when you fell flat on your face previously, had you ever had that before in earlier childhood and earlier experiences?
I'm sure I have.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Well, you might want to spend a little time with that question, because oftentimes when we have an emotional issue like that, we're really it gets so intense because it's bouncing off of a previously unresolved emotional issue. I mean, I'm just going to make something up for a moment, but if somebody was rejected big time, let's say, at school or by their parents or something, and then they fall flat on their face, you know, 20 years later in a business thing, that feels even worse because it's like that thing before that felt so bad so long ago that's not resolved.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
What's interesting is I am an orphan from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, when you say rejection, that's right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we don't have the opportunity here to have one-on-one sessions and so forth, but an avenue to go in, go down there, or a door to go in here would be this whole idea about the emotional response you had to being an orphan.
Right.
And that may well, it wouldn't surprise me to learn, that may well be showing up in your emotional response to falling flat on your face and showing up in your barriers, if you will, to doing as successfully as you might like in New York.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, and I would keep going with asking yourself the question, what's the downside of reaching the success that you have in mind?
Okay.
You know, a number in my classes on abundance, people are always telling me that they're worried about envy or jealousy, that if they really reach the top and really reach where they want to, they just feel worried that someone's going to take a pot shot at them. That may not be your issue, but keep asking yourself, okay, if I get there, what's the yes but? You've already said I could fall on my face again because it happened before. That's how the writing was, you know, it was written on your walls.
Yes.
And then keep asking, and what else? And what else? And every answer is what Gary and I call a tappable issue. So you separate them and make them very, very clear, and then tap on each one as a separate aspect to why you'd be afraid to really just reach the top.
Right. That's great.
Okay. Is that clear?
That's very clear. Thank you so much.
Karen, so glad you called in.
Karen.
Yes. Yes.
I would like to meet you someday at the penthouse in the Palace of Possibilities.
You will. Guaranteed.
That's great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Well, Gary, I love the combination of the yes buts that people have brought up, because whether it's about weight or, you know, health issue, we've had a weight issue, a health issue, couple of money issues. There are so many answers that people come, if they keep asking themselves, there's so many answers about why they'd be afraid to be successful. And once you get to those specifically, that's what you use EFT on.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are telling me they've read, you know, 20 self-help books on attracting abundance, and they've been to all these workshops. And then when they come and do EFT, they say, I get it. Something has just fallen into place for them, you know, that makes this make sense and eliminates, neutralizes the big yes, but I really shouldn't be that successful.
Yeah, and it also, properly done, takes care of the emotional barriers to going forward.
Absolutely.
You know, which is another way of saying what you just said. I'm just using different terms for it. You know?
Absolutely.
But we do. We have these big emotional barriers. There's just, I mean, and they're fictions. And if we sit down and talk about these things logically, we know they're fictions. We know logically they make no sense.
Right.
But that doesn't mean we don't respond as though they make sense.
Right.
I was talking to a lady the other day who felt she had an abandonment. She always felt abandoned, and I said, well, logically, are you abandoned right now? She says, no, not at all. I'm not abandoned. You know, I got my husband, I got this, I got that, I got the other thing, da-da-da-da. But she still responds that way, and people do that with abundance and money issues all over the place,
right,
you know?
Right.
And all the unresolved emotional issues that don't even seem to be related to abundance indeed show up in our ability to capitalize, you know, on our true potential.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm so happy we did this interview, Gary, and I know that we'll get a lot of calls and questions and emails about it. So I look forward to having you back later in the summer. You and I could keep on talking forever about this. But I wanted to just tell everyone again that your website is www.emofree.com, and you can read hundreds, probably thousands of articles about success, about health issues, about wealth issues, about just any subject there, about practitioners. And you can also find workshops that are being held. I'm on June 4th in New York City. I'm doing a workshop for attracting abundance. And I can be reached at carollook.com. And I want to thank you, Gary, and thank all our listeners and our callers. It was a lot of fun for me. And next week, I'll be interviewing Bob Doyle of Wealth Beyond Reason about the law of attraction. So that'll be a lot of fun, and he's fascinated with EFT and loves it. So thank you, Gary.
All right, it's been a delight.
Great, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Be sure to come back next Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time for another hour of Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.